Saddam, who's here?
Saddam.
Hi, Saddam. Who else is here?
Guru Atma.
Hi, Guru Atma. How you doing?
Good.
Oh, I wanted to tell you, ladies, I'm going to be in L.A. mid-February to mid-March.
Oh, good.
Okay. So just wanted to let you know. Saddam?
Saddam.
Hi, who's there?
Harry Inder.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. You?
I'm good.
Anybody else?
Rebecca Satnishan.
Hi, Rebecca Satnishan.
Hi.
Saddam.
Saddam.
Who? Welcome.
Welcome.
Peter Rizzi from Texas.
Hi.
Hargo Ben, Florida.
Hi, Hargo Ben.
Hello, Siti Gyan.
Hi, Hargo Ben.
Hi, Guru.
Is that Guru Ravi?
Guru Ravi, yes.
Okay.
Hi, Siti
Gyan. Hello, this is Sadavkar. How are you?
Hi, Sadavkar.
Hello.
Saddam.
Saddam.
Okay. So, it's 1 minute past, so let's get going. Excuse me. So, welcome. Welcome. And please sit straight. Oh. Please, Baba Siti Chan. Okay, so sit straight, please. Palms together. At the center of the chest. Long deep breathing. Eyes at the third eye point. Go deeply within. On the breath. And the person with the cat, would you hit star six? And inhale. Now begin heart breath. Exhaling from your heart.
Saddam, good morning. It's Sat City.
Saddam, do heart breath, please, dear.
Mahmane and Tomas are doing heart breath with you as well.
Good. Keep up the heart breath. And now begin to connect your heart breath with everyone on this call and everyone who will be listening to the recording. Connect, please. And now, Baba Siddhi Chan would like you please to connect from the heart with all those people suffering in Haiti. There's been a terrible earthquake there. Please connect with them. Send them kindness, love, healing, support through the heart breath. Give your heart, give yourself to these people. And may their misery turn to good fortune. We are all one. And now continuing heart breath. Just continue heart breath and open your eyes, be present, and welcome. Okay, so I'm just listening, and let's see, it is Baba Siddhi Chand who is talking to us today. I have to check now. So, because of course last week Yogi Bhajan came on. What a big surprise that was. Okay, let's see what he says today. He says, you have but one life to live, one life to lead. He says, this is your life. He says, you feel like you are plopped down in this earth, and God knows where you're going, where you've been, what to do, who knows. But somehow you're just trying to get home. It's like the bus dropped you off on a place that you, out in the middle of the sticks. He's showing me this movie. You remember Cary Grant in North by Northwest? How he got dropped off in the middle of that big cornfield? And then the plane with the poison came over? Well, he says, that's how you feel. He says, you feel, he says, you little darlings, you feel like you have been abandoned. He says, you feel like your mother has left you, dropped you in the field and gone home, and who cares? He says, ain't so. He says, this is what really happened. He says, all of us, there's a little difficulty here in that we're talking about in terms of time, in the framework of time, but he said there's really no time. He says that we were all just sitting there as the big God. You know, generating, organizing, destroying. The big consciousness. And the big consciousness says to itself, he says, I want a little adventure. I want a little party. And so he divided off little pieces of him, her, itself and said, let's have some fun. He said, but us people on Earth don't think it's so much fun. So we're saying, well, what the heck? Why did you do that? Well, this is something you have to ask your own soul, your own God self, okay? He says, because the answer is within. He says it's like each person is like a little fortune cookie. He says, you have your own fortune within. He said, you wrote it from time immortal. He said, you wrote it and it's there, And the purpose of the life is to unfold that, he says, a text, or it's more like a crystal that has a message embedded in it. Okay. He said that message is your destiny. He says, however, the way things are set up, you have to do a lot of preparation for your destiny. He says your destiny is, what it means is that you are finally in a total vibrational sync with that, with yourself as a God self. Okay. But you have to do a lot of work before that. And he says sometimes it's not so easy because you have to pick up everything. You have to pick up all the crappy stuff. You have to pick up all the good stuff. You have to learn. You have to do. You have to. There's something a little deeper here, he's saying. He says you have to know heartbreak before you can know giving your heart. He says you have to know poverty before you can experience. Hello? Hello? He says you have to experience poverty before you can experience the true, the deep meaning of wealth. And he says so that you can honor it just not as a God in itself, but as a resource or a part and parcel that adds to your ability to share and heal. He says the reason for these lifetimes going in such what is apparently to us very screwy ways is so that we get the full vibrational spectrum, so that we develop the full vibrational spectrum within our being, and that fullness, that having healed or amalgamated or integrated, say, the far left and the far right. I'm not going to call it up or down, black or white. No, far left, far right. finally healing and integrating it into the whole, into the center, so that it can radiate out in the most kind and precious ways, he says, that is when you are ready for your destiny. He says, and then you can allow the fullness, the integrity, the infinity to move through you. He says, then it moves through you in every single little energy packet, he calls it. I think it's like pranic particles that provide truth, that provide healing, that provide the depth of knowing and the ability to pull, the ability to merge what we would call heaven and earth together into one fantastic being of who you are that is totally humble to this process. No more high, no more low, just pure, cozy, radiant being that is infinite in its scope. Okay, breathe, please. And allow that realization to be known at your center. Allow that realization to be known at your center. And if you have any difficulties facing you now, if you have any constant worries, if you have any questions about your past or your future, as you breathe, let them reside in this infinite but totally cozy center. And let your breath open it. Unfold it, knowing that nothing is wasted. Every bit that you have gone through, that you will go through, that you are going through, is important to the vibrational aspect of this being, of who you are, this expression and creation. Keep up. Keep up. And if you, while you're doing this, if you want to know why the God or the great consciousness of who you are, I thought this would be a fun idea to do, to jump into this earth situation, he says, that's between you and your consciousness. Ask that question. Know that answer. But it is for you to feel, to know the full depth of experience. Now as you breathe, allow yourself ease in this life. Allow yourself ease. Knowing that the great consciousness of who you are will carry you through everything. He says, including the great merger, which is an absolutely humbling experience. And inhale, and exhale, and breathe. Continuing to do heart breath for those people in Haiti. Okay, it appears as though Bubba City-chan has these huge, huge arms, and he's encircling everybody. It looks like, did you ever see a picture of that superhero called Rubber Man, where he could stretch parts of his body? Well, there's Bubba City-chan right now. He's stretching his arms to include everybody. Okay. So, now... he's asking, would anybody like to share their experience or ask a question? Don't be shy.
In a previous call, if the past, present, and future are all one, then... I guess, what do we do with the past things? Even if we were supposed to go through them, sometimes you're still affected by them, or it hasn't been fully resolved or worked through.
Okay. He says that's the most amazing thing about the essential truth that everything happens in the present. He says when you heal, when you absolutely forgive... He says that becomes fertilizer in your soil. He says it's important to forgive very deeply and to let go the pull, just like hooks that it has on you. He's saying, if you read this last newsletter, he says this girl's last newsletter on trances, he says that describes it. He says, but the amazing thing is that when you heal that, you go to the absolute center of present, and from that center, it actually heals the past. You know, whether it's past in this lifetime or past in another lifetime. It actually heals that so that the events coming forward... Also, in your being, in your vibrational self, they also heal and don't have that pull, that jerk on you anymore. Does that explain it?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and who else?
It was me. Last week, after our call, my son and husband, my two children and my husband had an interesting experience. And my question would be is, I don't know how this could happen, but my husband saw Yogi Bhajan in the house.
Oh, really?
And he also saw Guru Namak outside, outside of the house.
Mm-hmm.
My one son, who's four, is running around saying, "Character."
Hey, the way Yogi Bhajan used to say character?
Yeah, and my 8-year-old told me that Guru Namak came to him in a dream saying to him, "Believe in yourself." And he's going through some difficult times at school. And my question would be is, how do I know that this is not the dark side trying to come through? Or it was unusual because my husband and my children have never even seen a picture of Yogi Bhajan or Guru
mm-hmm.
Namak.
Mm-hmm.
It was when I took them to the internet and I showed them, they were like, "Yeah, that's him."
Mm-hmm.
And my son described to him and said to me, "Cause, well, you know, really, Mommy, that picture is more of a characteristic picture, not what this man looked like." He's 8 years old. Not even.
Isn't that amazing? I love it. I love it. Okay, this is a cool question. Okay. And let's see, we're going to say, now Yogi Bhajan's on there. He says, "I was there. Can't you believe me?" He says, "I was there. I am there now. I am with everyone of you."
He's come a couple times. He's come a couple times to see me.
Good. He says, "I'm always there. Sometimes you can see me and sometimes you can't." He says, "Now this is very important." He says, "I want everybody to listen very, very carefully." He says, "Yes, there are going to be psychic wars." So he understands your concern about the dark side. He says, "But as you," he says, this is a very important reason for you to do your sadhana. He says, "Do you remember you tuned in with Om Namo Gurudev Namo?" He says, "That connects you with all of us. It connects you with all of us." He wants me to tell you my experience. I went to Trinidad several times to do work there. And Trinidad has quite a number of magicians and so on the dark side.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to see a healer. He was a very amazing healer. And he says to me, by the way, I was doing Sudarshan Chakra Kriya for 62 minutes every day is my sadhana at that time, which is, you know, quite an amazing meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And he says to me, he says, "Aren't you aware that all these black magicians are throwing their power at you?" I said, "No. You know, I'm sensitive to a lot of things, but I had no clue that this was happening." He said, "Yes. Whenever they see a bright light, that's what they do. They attack. But I didn't feel it. And that is because of the protection of Guru Ram Dass, Yogi Bhajan, Baba Siddhi Chand, all the saints, you know, that whole lineage of the golden chain of teachers. When we do that Om Namo, we say, this is for protection and guidance. We just say it and then move on. But you have to understand how very, very profound that is. Do you understand? It's totally profound. So that if you live within this milieu of doing your sadhana, and tuning in this way, he says, you're absolutely protected. You have no cause to worry. He said, you have every reason to have your jubilation, he said, that we're all showing up. He says, have a wonderful time. He says, it's kind of like dancing with fairies. So, he says, so let's enjoy each other, he says. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does.
Good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Is it happening now more now, or has this always been happening?
I haven't practiced Kundalini for a long time. Maybe just once. I was doing it once a week for 2-3 years.
No, this is for Siri Gion, a question.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let me get one of these guys to answer. Okay, this is Yogi Bhajan again. He says we've always been here. He says what's happening now is that the separation, apparent separation between the heaviness of earth, the heavy layers, and what we call the refinement of the ethers, he says that separation is disappearing.
Mm.
And that's because the earth vibrations are raising and getting more refined. So that, he says this is really important. He says, in this time of the new age, the Aquarian age, it will be marked by the fact that there's no longer this big separation between what we call heaven and earth. He says people will live totally by the guidance of what he calls the saints, the angels, the gods, and they will be totally tuned in, and he said that's how we will live our lives. Instead of going to our head, we will go higher. We will go to the, he says to the head of the class. Well, he's talking about the golden chain of teachers and so on. The beings who have a greater, who have the whole picture and who can guide us in very, he calls it discreet, but very, very fundamental, very, very precious, very appropriate ways to meet up with each other to accomplish what has to be done on levels that we cannot possibly imagine at this moment. He says, but be ready for it. He says, open yourself to it. He says, be with your soul. Be with Baba Siddhi Chan. He says, be with me. Be with Guru Ram Dass. He says, be with your angels. This is very important. This is the hallmark of this Aquarian age coming up. He says it is the, he says that is the beauty, and he's calling it, it's like a renaissance. You know, the old renaissance that went back to the glory and the beauty of the art of a former time. He says this is reclaiming that beautiful connection of ages of light, where there were there was not much, there was nothing holding back the communication and the commerce between humans on earth, great beings in the ethers, humans communicating with the consciousness of what you could call the nature beings, you know, like in a tree or a mountain or so on. He says they're all coalescing together, and just be there. Allow it to happen. Be very grateful for it and participate in it. Does that explain it, Sadhanam?
Yes, it does.
Good, good. Okay, so they're saying, they're so happy that we're all here together. It's like, okay, we've all come to lunch together, and we're having a nice time, and they like that. Okay, so they're throwing kisses and hugs to everybody. And they say, and don't forget, we're going to meet this week. He says, not just on the phone line. He says, be aware that we are walking with you. We are sleeping with you. We are meditating with you. We're holding your hand. We're here. He says, acknowledge us and talk to us and hug us, because we do that to you. Okay.
Siri, can I ask a question before we end?
Yes, dear. Uh-huh.
As you and I have spoken before, you know, there was many, many miracles that were happening.
This is the Amrit, by the way, that we prayed for.
Yes, thank you. And since taking Amrit, so much has happened. But my question is some of it seems to be backpedaling, and which is causing me great concern. And I'm just kind of wondering why
the miracles are backpedaling.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me ask the city town.
Okay.
Well, he's asking you to remain neutral.
Okay.
And he's asking the rest of us to keep up our Dan Dan Ran Das Guru. In other words, keeping up that sort of, it's like a safety net of protection.
Okay.
And he says, so everybody on this line and everybody hearing the recording, please begin your Dan Dan Ram Das Guru meditation again, at least 11 times a day, or keep it on all the time. He says, because it's not just this girl we're praying for. He says, all those very hurt and devastated people in Haiti are people that we are praying for. All the people who come through this huge transition. He said, Amrit is just giving us the warning signs. He says, we need to keep up that miracle mantra for the transition. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I need to put out a newsletter to that effect. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or an email. Okay, thank you very much, dear.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I just wanted to make sure it was something that, you know, I didn't do or did, you know.
He says, don't be guilty. He says, quit being guilty.
Okay.
He says, no, you're just a spokesman. Okay. Okay, so everybody breathe. And breathe. Oh, and he says, before we go off, don't forget, he says, I love talking to you in our one-on-one sessions. And he says, this girl has finally arranged it. Finally, he says, to give you the advantage of not having to pay long-distance charges wherever you are calling from the world, or most anywhere. We'll check the list. And also, he says, we're finally going to be able to make recordings.
Yay.
So that you can listen to these over and over again.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So if you want to explore that further, you can go to that page on the website. There's a link to that from the home page. Okay, palms together. Long deep breathing. Being totally grateful to these wonderful beings.
Absolutely.
These wonderful beings. He says, and I can talk to you a lot of times, too, he says. Okay. We'll always have something to say. And inhale to begin. May the long time sun shine upon you. Allah surround you. Around you. Your answer. Always go deeper and deeper and deeper into your heart to find that and do heart breath. He says, I love you. Okay. God bless you all. Talk to you soon.
God bless you.
Sadnam.
Sadnam.